You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Salt and light are what we are, according to the Lord. Why not pepper and darkness? And why is the salt not of the world, but of the earth? It may have been simpler to say, you are salt and light of the world. But, as always, there is much divine wisdom in these prophetic sayings. Firstly, what is salt? Salt in its chemical nature is sodium chloride. Salt has had much bad press for health reasons in recent generations, but in antiquity, it was a much valued resource. In fact, it was so valued as a natural compound that it was used at times as a form of revenue and payment, like gold or silver is today. The Latin word for salt is sal, which in time gave rise to the word salary. Why was it so esteemed? For three very good reasons. One, it was the only means of preserving food, such as meat and fish. Two, it was a healing agent for wounds before antiseptics. Three, it added, and still does, flavour to food. So salt was a natural resource much esteemed in everyone's larder. Note that being an extraneous agent, it is valued because it goes on or in us. We are likened to salt by Christ for those same three reasons. One, we are meant to preserve our faith and pass it on as it was passed on to us. Two, our faith heals us from within, from sin and guilt. Three, our faith adds flavour to the mundane aspects of daily living. It adds meaning to meaningless tasks because we do it for the sake of the Lord, for Christ's sake. You are the light of the world, said Jesus, not the earth. The light is in the world because it pertains to our sight that lies within. Salt is an external physical compound, unlike light. What is light? Well, if you Google up light, then the answer is light, or visible light, is part of the electromagnetic spectrum. It's what the eye can perceive. Visible light is that spectrum of colours that we see on in between ultraviolet rays and infrared rays. The electromagnetic spectrum is most interesting and a good proof of the reality of unseen things or powers. As we talk about grace for the soul, so too there's Wi-Fi and UV rays, which are present but remain unseen. Lest we digress, light in philosophical terms can be viewed as that which enables us to see. The organ of sight that requires light is the eye. And what a fascinating organ it is. How complex and powerful. What a marvellous reminder of God's creative power. In biblical terms, the eye is noted as the window of the soul. It is through the eye that one perceives reality. Light is not reality. Light only enables one to see reality. Note too that darkness is not a reality, but the absence of it, as black is the absence of colour. Reality exists even if one cannot see it. It's the objective out there. We are subjective in here. So light is what connects us to the bigger world that one's grasp can lie within. For us, the true light is Christ. For him at baptism, we receive our light. Remember the Paschal candle that was burning at your baptismal day? It's a symbol of Christ. And our baptismal candle was lit from that and given to us, or our godparents. This burning light is actually sanctifying grace within the soul that switches on, one might say, the reality, or God's reality in our lives. The reality of eternal life, the big picture, and the part we play in God's providence, the meaning of suffering, blessings, and so forth, is the reality that we tune into through grace. Once we are enlightened, then we are meant to manifest that light to others. The inner soul, connected to divine light, his reality, is meant to cast a glow upon others. This light must not be hidden, for it is meant to lead others to the light, who is Christ, like moths to the flame. To hide the light, to hide our faith, would be like someone who wants to live in physical darkness or walk around with their eyes closed. Such a situation would be dangerous to their physical health. So also to hide our divine light would be detrimental to our spiritual health. One person who did not hide her faith, which resulted in the healing of many, was Saint Bernadette. During the week, we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, and Bernadette was a key player in that great historical event. She was born in France in 1844. Her parents were very, very poor. She was the first of 9 children. As a toddler, she contracted cholera and suffered always from extreme asthma. Sadly, the rest of her life was one of poor health. Yet in 1858, at the age of 14, God chose Bernadette to be a visionary. She received the first of 18 visions from the Mother of God. She saw the Virgin Mary at a grotto called Massabielle, and she was the only one to see, to connect to this message given to her from heaven. It was an internal vision, or an intellectual vision. During the course of these visions, she prayed the rosary. And on one occasion, she asked the Virgin, "Who are you?" And the answer given was, "I am the Immaculate Conception." Though many townspeople believed she had indeed been seeing the Holy Virgin, Bernadette's story created much division in her village. Many believed she was telling the truth, but others believed she had a mental illness. Also, there are other girls in the vicinity claiming to have visions at the same time, which caused even greater unrest. Eventually, church authorities and the French government rigorously interviewed her, and in 1862, they confirmed that she had spoken the truth. In time, Lourdes and its healing properties from the waters would become famous, and today millions go there every year. After the shrine at Guadalupe, Lourdes is the most visited shrine, Catholic shrine in the world. Bernadette became a nun and claimed that these visions occurred to her because the Blessed Virgin chose me only because I was most ignorant. She regarded herself as dumb, having had little schooling as a child. And in the convent, she suffered much from the jealousy of others and was diagnosed with tuberculosis. She died at the age of 35 after much suffering while praying the Holy Rosary. Her body remains incorrupt today, and she was canonized in 1933. Saint Bernadette is the patroness of illness, both physical and mental. Why? Because she did not hide her light within.